You should add special effects to that, by the way.
If I can.
Welcome to Segoy Anime, guys.
Yeah, welcome.
What episode is this?
11, I believe.
11. Episode 11.
I believe so.
I believe it. How excited are you for this episode?
Pretty excited. I mean, I do feel kind of bad, though.
Why is that?
It's like, because we said we were gonna do Ghibli films this one, but...
And we're not?
We're not. Because we didn't have enough time to watch enough Ghibli films.
Oh my gosh. We are liars.
Yes.
And we're lying to you. Well, we lied to you. Because we're not gonna talk about Studio Ghibli or their movies. What are we gonna talk about? Juice!
Well, if you haven't read the title... of the video, it's gonna be BNA.
BNA, brand new animal. You can find it on Netflix, bruh.
Yep. Either way,
we got company.
Yeah.
So yeah, dude, we're gonna talk about BNA today. Sorry that we lied to you guys, but like Yesu said, we didn't watch as many Ghibli films as we wanted to. We wanted to prepare for the episode, basically. And, yeah, we just didn't really have time. At least that's my excuse. I mean, I'm sure yours is the same.
Yeah, I was working on other stuff, and Brian saw the evidence of the other stuff.
Yes. Yep. We're busy cats, dude. We're busy cats. We were able to meet for a little bit during the week, though, last week, and we watched a cool movie.
Yeah, in case you haven't seen it, what was it? Oh, it was Mirai.
Mirai.
Yep.
Mirai. We were going to talk about that, but we wanted to talk about BNA because Jesus finished watching it.
Yep.
And I finished a little while back, but we're super excited to talk about that. We're super excited to talk about Bene.
Bene.
Okay? So... that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
But before that, is there any news in the world of Animu?
Well, thanks to some problems that occurred in the weekly Shonen Jump series, there was an author who did some stuff he wasn't supposed to do. Ooh. I think I told you about this. Maybe. But if you haven't seen it, you can look it up. It's the writer for Act Age. Go figure it out. I ain't gonna go into too many details.
The what?
The writer for Act Age.
Act Age?
Yeah, it's a fairly old series. It's about a couple of years old now.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. But don't worry about it, guys. It's like, because of that, we're gonna get a bunch of new series that weren't gonna get serialized this soon. Instead, they got pushed up.
Oh, they're gonna come out sooner.
Yeah. On Weekly Shonen Jump.
Oh.
So, like, for example, one of them was going to be, what do they call it? Burn the Witch, which is the follow-up series to Bleach.
Right.
So a few of them get pushed up. And,
interesting.
You know, it's like, hopefully we can get some good stuff out of that.
Oh. Well, that's cool. I mean, yeah. I think.
Right? Yeah, let's hope for the best.
Interesting.
But yeah.
I still kind of want to finish Bleach before...
Me too.
Because does it directly follow Bleach? Like,
Not as far as I can tell, but okay. I could be wrong.
Okay.
Like...
because it's in a different continent, you said, right? It's like
in Europe instead of...
Japan. But isn't it in a different, like, time?
Yeah, sometime... as far as I know, it's like a little bit after the end of Bleach.
Oh, interesting.
So it's a little bit after some point after that.
Interesting. Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. Sounds cool.
I haven't done a lot of research on it yet, mostly because I have not finished Bleach
either.
I think I'm on like episode like 10, I want to say.
I want to say I'm about in the same part, bro.
But I think I'm like I'm only on like chapter 3 in the manga.
Well, someday.
Either way. I'll finish up the manga, or one of the two I'll finish up, or catch up to.
One of the two, one of these days.
Yep.
As we always say.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Whichever is faster to get through, it'll probably end up being the manga, more than likely, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like you read more manga than watch anime? I feel like
now I do, yeah. Okay. It used to be the opposite, but that was mostly depends. Because some... some adaptations there don't come out with second seasons or stuff like
right.
that. So you're like, you kind of feel like, oh, well, what happens?
Yeah.
So I want to go in and...
You want the full experience. Yeah,
because some stories just simply are not going to get the whole, like, you know, they're not going to get finished.
Yeah, unfortunately, like, there's a lot of freaking great shows that need to get freaking finished.
But they won't.
But no studio will pick them up or whatever the issue is.
Yeah, there's usually various different reasons. Like, I mean, everybody's favorite examples are like Devil's a Part-Timer. And
that's what I was thinking.
No Game, No Life. Another one that I remember.
Is No Game, No Life pretty popular?
Yeah, it's fairly popular amongst the isekai crowd.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I might check it out. It does seem somewhat...
Just don't watch it with your wife around.
Yeah, well, that's 99% of anime, dude.
What are you talking... Well, actually, yeah.
It's... Yeah.
She always walks in at the wrong time, too.
Every significant other of every person seems to know when to walk in at the wrong time. I've got a bunch of buddies with great stories about that.
You know, I would actually like to hear some of those some of these days.
Yeah.
We could probably make an entire episode about that.
I'll tell you about it. Yeah, it's fun.
Okay.
That's actually a pretty funny topic. I think that'd be a funny topic.
Either way, yeah. So it gets pretty funny sometimes. I mean, so yeah, either way, it's like, so. Yeah, and then there's some series that are probably never going to get adapted. Or they got a really bad adaptation. Oh, but everybody likes the manga. So, like, for me, I've been reading the Kengan Ashura manga.
Oh, really?
Recently.
Interesting.
And then because the anime is, you know, it follows the story fairly well. You know, not 100% like most series, but it does do a fairly good job of, you know, following along. The problem is that it has too much CG animation that I'm not a big fan of.
Man, they need to stop doing that.
It's like, all right, guys, you don't have Disney money. That means you can't pull off Pixar shit.
Bam. He just said it. I think the best version of CG that I've seen so far is from Midai when we watched that last weekend.
In an anime? Yeah.
Or at least one of the best. Yeah. For me personally, because...
There was some clips when he was with his grandfather. Well, and spoilers.
Honestly, yeah, spoilers.
But, the movie's been out for 3 years.
Great-grandfather. Don't get
that wrong.
Oh,
yeah, it was his great-grandfather. You're right.
But, yeah, but you could... It was just... It was very, like, you couldn't really tell. But, if you were... Since we were paying attention, obviously, you know. But, like... It was really well done to the point where you could barely tell it was CG, but there was a moment, you know, of CG, and I think it was beautifully done. It wasn't overdone. It was just perfect.
Yeah, like Berserk 2017.
Oh, my gosh.
That's an example of what not to do. But seriously, though, it's like, it's like they are, like, I get why people want to use it, because it does give you, like... It does give you better depth perception whenever you're trying to pull stuff off that maybe the manga can pull off really well.
You were explaining that to me, and I honestly didn't realize why studios or, you know, shows decide to use CG, but that makes a lot of sense, and so that's cool.
Yeah, because like sometimes the manga has some really good depth shots that you're like, okay, that's kind of hard to pull off if you don't CG it.
Yeah,
and. So that's interesting. Yeah, so, but either way, most of the time in anime, it's not done very well. Mm. There's probably only a handful of shows that actually pull it off well.
Mm.
And it's usually also narrows down to, like, two or three studios who can actually do it really well.
Yeah, hopefully that number will increase someday. Come on now, Juice. Why do you gotta be so negative?
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. I was actually watching a video today about how influence outside of Japan might start influencing like Japanese anime or manga, because it seems like outside of Japan it's becoming more popular anime, And because it's becoming more popular, it's, you know, they're making more money outside of Japan. So they might need to start kind of catering more to the to people outside of Japan. And that comes with a lot of problems, though, because, for example, with in terms of censorship, for example, one of the things that a video that I was watching about censorship that I forgot what show it was that the video was about, but basically Netflix took down. Oh, about Cowboy Bebop. They were talking about how the live action, they're gonna, they need to like redo, what's her name? Faye Valentine, her outfit. They're gonna read, Netflix wants to redo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard about that. I heard about that.
Yeah.
That, they have to make it a little bit less revealing.
Right, right, right. And the argument was that no woman would actually wear something like that in real life. But you see,
have you ever
a bunch
been
of
to
anime.
Coachella?
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's, the argument is dumb, I think, because you could even, the thing is, like, there's so much worse, like, things that people put on, guys and girls, just on normal social media, like in stupid TikToks, for example. I hate TikTok, but like, I mean, I don't have it, so I can't really say I hate it, but I just don't like the idea of it, and it's just weird to me. But like, how is that your argument to, I don't know. It's just for me. Besides,
like, have
the
you
point
ever been
is,
to any music festival?
Right.
It's like,
right.
What?
The point is, or even just social media. Like, yeah. And it's to, that it's available for everyone, and, you know, they're not censoring that. So it's kind of like, for me, it's a dumb argument. But I'm not. Dude. Let's not dive into it. I'm just going to say.
But, you know, that actually brings up another point. But this isn't technically anime-related, but anime-inspired related.
Okay.
So remember how we were talking about Avatar The Last Airbender?
Yes.
So the original creators, you know how they were going to help with the Netflix adaptation?
Okay.
They were going to actually, you know, be the showrunners for it.
Uh-huh.
So it got canceled. Mm. Kind of. Mm. Not really. The showrunners left.
Oh.
The project.
Interesting.
And the reason why is that, so Netflix, at least the rumors are right now, I'm not 100% sure how it's going to go, but that, what's it called? So, because, so obviously they wanted to get more budget money to
right.
be able to get a production like that underway, because it is a pretty large world that they would have to build.
Yes.
So that was one of the problems, but, you know, it's not the biggest deal in the world. You can compromise on stuff like this and whatnot. So the problem came down to two things. One, they wanted to whitewash the cast. Netflix did. Not the original creators.
What do you mean whitewash the cast?
So remember how the original live-action movie was just terrible and looked nothing
doesn't,
like the characters
exist.
At all?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, perfect. So the second problem...
How are you going to name Sokka Sokka and Aang Ung? How the hell do you mess that up so badly? Anyway, sorry.
Either way. So the next problem was this. They wanted to make it basically Game of Thrones.
Okay.
They wanted to make it a lot more violent and with a lot more sex.
What?
And make it a whole lot darker than the original show. Which would kind of ruin the whole spirit of the original
the
show.
The show is supposed to be goofy and charming and fun. That
yeah,
doesn't sound
to be
anything like the Avatar The Last Airbender at all.
Yeah,
especially
exactly.
Avatar The Last Airbender, which focuses on Aang.
A 12-year-old kid.
A 12-year-old kid, technically 112.
Yeah.
But 12-year-old mind. Yeah, that...
Good. See, it's like stuff like that. So the showrunners were like, you know what? We're out.
Yeah.
And I don't really blame them for doing something
yeah,
like that, because sometimes Hollywood and Netflix do stuff and you're like,
well, and that's
this
the problem.
Not
that's
going to even be
that's
close.
That's the problem
to
I'm
good.
Seeing. And
yeah.
We'll do a roundabout to the main, what I was talking about
yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
The whole reason I brought it up was that's the problem. With big corporations or big huge companies like Netflix, you know, that are now gaining so much influence that they're able to now basically kind of influence, you know, Japan, even with anime and manga, which was an untouched territory in terms of having them make whatever the hell they wanted, you know, with, you know, whatever they wanted and nobody to freak out on them because it's Japan and Japan only doesn't really care about the rest of the world and pandering to, you know, you know, whatever, misgeneralized groups or whatever it is, you know, whatever they think that people want, which is not accurate. You can see Marvel's example, for example, with how horrible everything's going on there. But anyways, I don't mean to get all political or even down this rabbit hole too much. The point I just wanted to bring up was, yeah, it's just now Japan's kind of getting a little bit influenced by outside sources, and which scares me for future anime and manga, and possible more censorship. So anyways, so.
Yeah, so it's like nobody's going to be happy about those.
No, that's one of the reasons. I think that's one of the biggest reasons why anime and manga is so popular today, or it keeps growing, because people are sick of that stuff.
Yeah.
People are sick of all the dumb, you know, like, oh, you need to have this and that and your shows won't be good, or they're just focusing on, you know, just, oh, the cast all has to be female or all black. It's like, dude, just focus on a good story, good characters. Look, that's what we want.
A good character drives a good story, okay? That's all we ask for.
That's it. That's like, all we care about.
We just want you guys to have put the best actors possible available.
Right.
So, like, whether or not that's Will Smith or, I don't know, John Cho, or there's another good example. I don't know. It's, like, basically anybody. It doesn't matter if they're black, Asian, or white. It's like
Latino.
We just want the best available for that role.
Yes.
There's nothing else that we care about.
Literally. And so,
like, that's the thing about, like, being a media consumer. Like, I consume a lot of media. It's like, I just want the best story available.
Yes. That's what we come for. We don't come for misrepresentation or gender, like, whatever, gender crap. Like, we just don't, we don't care about that stuff. We just don't.
One of the things is, like, let's say, like, in One Piece, okay? It's like, everybody's from all over the place, okay? Like, all the characters.
Luffy's from Brazil, Zoro's from
Japan.
It's like, awesome.
Yeah, everybody's different. And, you know, when there is an issue, it's about, I guess, race or speciesism.
Uh-huh.
It's like, they handle it in a way that's not all in your face about it. It's like,
yeah.
It's like, look, some people are going to get treated differently, but that is not an excuse to treat people poorly.
Right.
The only thing that Luffy cares about is, like, look, are you treating others with, like, kindly or with respect? And are you giving me meat?
Exactly. Exactly. But, you know, this topic actually kind of, it's a good segue to our main topic.
Yes, it is.
Which is BNA.
Which deals with these issues.
Which also deals with these issues. So that was actually kind of a cool little segue on accident. Yeah. But before we talk about BNA and we expound on everything, what have you been watching, dude?
Well,
besides Meet Eye that we watched together.
Let's see, we watched Meet Eye. I've been trying to watch some of the Black Clover filler.
Oh.
Because, you know, the time skip is technically happening right now.
Right, yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. I mean, yeah, it's not great. It's okay.
Okay.
Let's see.
Is all the episodes right now just all filler?
Yep.
Is that what's going on?
Pretty much.
Okay. Okay.
So it's probably going to be about a few more months until they get back into the main story.
Yeah, I usually skip filler. Yeah. So
right now it's all filler at the moment. So, yeah, that's why it feels a little weird. It's like, huh, everything is, like, so...
You can just tell when filler is filler, dude.
Like, some of it's okay, you know, but not most of it's not really that great.
Yeah.
There was only a few times where I was like, okay, that filler was pretty decent, but it's like, oof.
Yeah.
Either way, so Black Clover, I've been watching God of High School.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, which is based off of a manhwa. Outside Influence.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a webtoon.
Oh, right. Aaron was telling me about that.
Yeah. You can pretty much read all of it for free online on webtoon.
Good for Crunchyroll picking that up, because they're doing good with it.
Yeah. Because I was a little worried, because, like, when they first came out with, like, let's say Tower of God.
I still need to watch that.
It kind of sketched me out because I was like, I don't really like the concept for Tower of God that much. That's why I never picked it up. Right. It wasn't because it was a manhwa, because I'm obviously enjoying The God of High School, and that's a manhwa. But, or manhwa based. So it's like, you guys know what I mean? It's like, not a big fan of the concept.
Right.
Mostly because it just kind of reminds me of this one part in Hunter x Hunter. So that's why I'm like, nah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but yeah.
Interesting.
Bro. So, in other words, though, where was I getting to? Let's see, what else have I been watching? So I'm still continuing down my ways of watching One Piece again.
Okay, cool.
So far, so good. I'm in Alabasta right now.
Oh, right. You're rewatching it. Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Which has actually been very entertaining.
Hey, that's great, man. I'm happy for you.
Dude, it is. Have you been
still watching with your sister?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's the only reason.
Good.
That's the only time I do.
Yeah, I was going to say, she better not be quitting on you.
Dude, yeah. Otherwise, I'd probably stop.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, in other words, what's the other thing I was going to say? We watched Mirai. Let's see. I haven't really been watching that much. Because just been too busy.
Yeah.
You?
So, more or less the same. I started actually reading the Pokemon Adventures manga again, but not Gen 1, Gen 2.
Ooh.
But I've only read like a chapter or two, so I can't really say I've been... Anyways, so I haven't done that too much. But that, and then I've been kind of just catching up with shows like God of High School, been watching that. One Piece, been watching that. Catching up with the new episodes, which are fan-freaking-tastic. Mirai, which we talked about. Fire Force, I'm also catching up on. I want to say, I feel like I've watched something else, but I just can't put my finger on it. I think that's it for now.
But yeah. Either way, if we think of anything, we'll mention it, I guess, at some point.
We'll mention aught, dude. But yeah, so I guess let's get into the main topic.
All right.
What's BNA about, bro?
It's about a world.
It's about a world. Where? Where people. Beasts and humans live together, not in harmony.
Yeah. Basically, I don't know. That's about as good as I could put it.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like, so it's kind of like these morphing humanoids,
Beastmen.
Beastmen is what they call them. As the name implies, they turn into some sort of species of beast, whether that be a rhino, a wolf, mm-hmm. raccoon, mm-hmm. mink, mm-hmm. whatever.
Minko!
Uh-huh. And there's humans.
And then there's humans.
Which, as you know, suck. As the usual, extremely racist. Yeah, that's about the entire show. All right, let's pack up, ready to go.
Okay, let's get out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's the basics of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, in case you haven't really jumped into it, it's about... So, girl... She was born a human, basically raised a human, and one day...
Spoilers?
Yeah. Sure, spoiler warning.
Well, actually, that's all in the trailer, so technically that's not a spoiler.
Like, if you haven't seen the trailer, it's like, come on, guys.
Yeah, so basically the trailer explains everything.
Yep, pretty much.
Because it also explains how, like, beast men are, like, also being idiots... And basically going against their own species or race due to human influence. It's all in the trailers.
Yeah, it's a little complicated, but yeah. So, I don't really know what to say about the show. I mean, it's fantastic. Lots of great action. Very good story points.
What studio does it, bro?
I think it was Trigger.
Yes.
Studio Trigger. Which did a bunch of other fun ones.
Most recognized would be Gurren Lagann and Kill la Kill.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Yes.
I'll have to double check that, but if we're wrong, I'll...
I'm pretty sure I'm right, but I could be wrong because I'm not perfect.
They also did Promare, I think. Although I didn't watch it. Yeah. Either way, I will throw in some listings.
If you want, I can help you with
this. You go for it.
It seems like you're struggling a little
I'm struggling a bit on this one.
So, I mean, basically, like you said, you know, this girl, she's young, she's spunky, you know, and she one day turned into a beast man, and she's trying to figure out why. And she basically locked herself in her room, and she got sick of being in there until she found out about basically Zootopia. Have you watched Zootopia, the movie? It's basically the same concept. But where beastmen can roam free and don't have to be, like, worry about being beastmen. Because humans hate beastmen. For some reason, this is always the same concept they use. And, like, in Shield Hero, the beastmen are, like, you know... like, fodder, basically.
I don't really. It's like,
which
why?
Is weird because beastmen are so cool; they can transform into, you know.
It's anyways. Like I feel like you would want these people on your side to help right. you. It's like even but if it is for don't. Selfish reasons.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah. So she, you know, basically finds her way to get to. What's the city called? I totally forgot. It's like
Anima City.
Anima City. Yeah. You're right. On the way there, she gets attacked by humans, and then she gets saved by beastmen. And so, yeah, she makes it to the city.
And then she gets extorted by beastmen.
Exactly. Then she finds out that beastmen are not very nice as well. You know, the real world kicks in, and she gets her wallet stolen. And then she gets saved by a cool freaking wolf beastman guy, which is the other main character in this show, which turns out to be the coolest freaking character of all time. Basically, Kakashi Sensei in beast form. She basically becomes a cop, kind of, you know. And then she, like, gets in trouble with gangs and makes a lot of friends. And finds out that she has an interesting technique where she can, like, turn into any animal, really, that she wants to. And
as long as she can imagine it.
She's very versatile as a beastman.
Yeah, I don't think there's really a limit to her ability as far as we can tell.
Basically, it's like Kamina, dude. Like, whatever you think is possible, is possible. She's like the embodiment of Kamina, dude. Literally. And then, yeah, she thought that she lost her best friend, and eventually her best friend comes back, which happens to be, like, the president of some crazy cult.
Yes, she is a cult leader.
And she is, like, super good at doing the versatile transformation thingy. And, we learn more about her. We learn more about the truth of beastmen. We learn more about why they can change into, you know, full morph, as they say. It's really cool. It's a very interesting concept and a really interesting way to tackle racism as well. It's fun. Really good characters, really good animation, cool music as well. I like the music. Music's very fun, very exciting.
I think, look, if you're worried about, like, the furry shit, don't worry about it. This ain't Beastars.
I have not watched that.
No, it's not that bad. But
it's not that bad?
From what I've heard.
Oh, okay.
But the thing that... the main reason my is all CG animation.
Yeah. My brother-in-law CG that literally does. Doesn't watch a lick of anime one time told me that he saw the trailer for Beastars. He's like, dude, that looked pretty cool. I was like, oh, interesting.
Yeah, Kingi is a very cool dude.
Oh, not him. Not him.
Not the other one.
My other brother.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. I haven't met that one.
Yeah, he's cool. His name's Tyler. Shout out to Tyler. So, yeah. Okay, here we go. Let's throw out some random questions, shall we?
Okay, go for it. Because
we basically touched on the whole
subject because it's not a very complicated storyline. Right,
and obviously there's a bunch of twists.
And it's pretty short.
Yes, 12 episodes. Yeah. There's a bunch of twists as well, but we don't want to spoil that for you. So go watch it.
And there's no manga to go off of. Well, which kind is, of. They made the manga after. So.
Oh, actually, I did not know that.
Yeah, so it's kind of like Akira.
Very cool.
Remember how they did the manga after that?
I don't remember that, but that's still cool.
Okay.
Because that movie's amazing.
Okay. So. But yeah. All right, go for it.
All right, questions. Let's start with questions. All right,
Question one,
here we go. Let's just be super basic. Who's your favorite character? That's it. Basic.
Well, that's basic. A kind of obvious one. We can't all pick the wolf guy.
Right.
So we have to go with the second favorite on this one.
Okay, there we go. That's a good idea. So who's your second favorite?
Honestly, it actually is the main girl. Frick, what was her name?
Ooh, what's her name? Her name is Michiru.
Yeah, Michiru.
Kagemori.
Yeah, Michiru. Dude, yeah, I thought she was like, obviously she's very naive, which is kind of gets annoying sometimes.
Classic protagonist in all anime.
Yeah, just likes to jump into everybody's problems to try to help as best she can without asking any real questions. But right. I think she's a great character. Like, honestly, real sweetheart. She's just trying to do her best. Mm-hmm. She doesn't really have any hate for anybody except for people who treat her friends poorly. Mm-hmm. Like any good main character.
Yeah.
She's not very complex, but she does get some good character development little by little.
Yes.
Especially when she decides at the end to stick around as a beastman for a little bit longer.
Yes. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. How about you?
I really like the mayor, dude.
You like the mayor?
Yeah.
Right, she's pretty cool.
The mayor person lady. She's... The reason I like her is because she's very well written as a character and as a mayor. I feel like she's really good at like making decisions and being the mayor basically, but also she's just very confident. She's very smart. She's very, there's a lot of cool moments where it's like, oh, besides her being the mayor, she's the top scientist. Well, you know, she's just very versatile, cool. I also like her for another reason, which is basically, she basically needs to put up a front with the Beastmen that everything's fine and dandy with the humans. And she does a good job basically pretending like to be on the same level as the humans, but at the same time, literally doing whatever they say. You know what I mean? Like, they don't really have that many rights, but she does a good job to portray to her citizens that everything's okay. And so I like it because basically she kind of takes the full frontal like brute force of like how naive and like basically evil and just mean humans are, and she portrays a very positive aspect to that. And you can say she's lying, maybe manipulative in a way, but
like, the way I like to put it is that she's being a good politician.
Yes, she's very good at being a politician. Very good.
That's the thing. That's the key here. Is like, look, it's like, let's all be completely honest, guys. If politicians were honest, nobody would get reelected.
No.
Ever.
No. Yes, absolutely.
So it's like, that's why it's like, politicians lie for a reason. Sometimes it's for our own benefit. And sometimes we just got to roll with it. And I think that's the best aspect about her as well.
Yeah.
Is like, she is a good politician. It's like any good politician knows. She's sometimes you got to lie. Mm-hmm. Even like, it won't, like your main, you have to tell your immediate, like,
mm-hmm. circle. Your fan base, your followers, you know.
It's like, and
you got to make them believe it.
And you have to keep your small inner circle where you have to be like, all right, this is the problem. We got to fix this.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just really like her. Not in terms of like, oh, she's super powerful, because she's not. But she's very powerful in another sense.
Yeah.
And her ideals. I don't know how to explain it. But like her personality, what drives her, it inspires me, you know? Because, you know, in life, sometimes you just have to put up a front, in a lot of situations. And so it's cool. It's just cool. I respect it. I really appreciate her character a lot. So, yeah. That's who my favorite is. Do you have a question? Because I have a other question. It's kind of a dumb question. But...
All right, go for your dumb question.
All right, here we go. So, it's not going to be fun if we choose, but we can choose for each other.
Okay.
Ready? What kind of Beastman would you be? So, I guess the question really is, what do you think I am, and what do I think you are?
Okay. This is a very interesting one. Do you have one ready for me? Or do you need a second?
I think you would be some kind of bear. But I don't know what kind of bear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I was thinking you were going to be like some sort of like Wolverine or like a honey badger type of thing.
Okay. So, yeah, I could see that.
Yep.
Yep. I am. I'm hairy.
Never mess with a honey badger, folks. If you see one in the wild, just walk away.
I forgot what the, what was the video that makes fun of the honey badger? Honey badger, don't care.
Yeah, pretty much. Something
like it's old, but it's funny. Cool. So I'm a honey badger, bro.
Yeah.
And I like honey. And badgers. I guess. Cool. All right. Well, that was exciting.
That was very exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah.
All right. So let me think. All right.
What's another cool character?
Yeah.
The crime boss, the mafia boss.
Oh yeah.
He was like a manatee, like whale or something.
Yeah, some sort of like whale or dolphin. I wasn't really sure either.
Yeah, but honestly, his human form is much more terrifying than his animal form. I feel like his animal form, he was smaller than his human form. Because his human form, he was ginormous. Especially when he threw that guy into the water.
Yeah, the guy could barely fit in the limo. And it was like one of those, you know, super fancy long limos too.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, that was interesting. But he's a cool character too.
Yeah.
I liked him a lot.
Yeah, it's like it was really interesting. Like, yeah, he is the crime lord of the city.
Right. Mafia boss.
But even then he's like, you know, if this city goes down, there goes my business too. You gotta take care of business, folks.
I also like how he they were on acquaintances terms. Yeah. Him and the police chief.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Where'd you get all these weapons from?" He's like, listen, dude, right now, these weapons...
It's not the important question.
I know. These weapons is what's going to save our hides, our butts. So,
aren't you glad that I did?
Aren't you glad I have these? And boss, the cop's like, fine, whatever.
We're going to overlook this one.
So,
because sometimes
cool too.
Stuff like that does happen.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about in terms of the story? Like, did you like the story?
It kind of reminded me of, like, what's it called? So it reminds me, obviously, of, like, a bunch of other stories.
Right,
like, particularly my favorites would be, like, the X-Men or stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
So, like, how the
That's true.
People
that
with mutant
like,
powers are going to be discriminated against, even though they really mean no harm to the main population. And, you know, because obviously it's all an analogy towards how racism was.
Yeah.
Or still is in some aspects, but that's getting a little bit more political. But
yeah,
it's like it gets to the point where it's like, yeah, we have a lot of these issues of like we were already talking about this, like how people don't mean well. It's like a lot of times these groups of people are just used as scapegoats as the so that way people in power can keep their power.
To
extend it even further, because that's pretty much how history's been for a very long time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
With a lot of other things, but yeah.
Right.
I liked it on that aspect. It was like, you know, it reminded me of like these other stories that I watched read when I was little.
You know, the more I think about the show, the more I really like the characters. Like the, What's the fox's name? The girl, I got it right here on my phone.
Was her name?
She was the fake.
The cult leader.
Yes. Was it Nazuna?
I believe it was.
Nazuna. I really liked her too, now that I think about it. Because she basically embraces that she is literally lying.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she is helping people, helping beastmen.
Yeah, and to be fair, she was also tricked too by the
lizard guy. The creepy lizard guy.
Well, Michiru was right. He was creepy.
Yes, that's something.
It's like, yeah, something's off with this guy. It's like, yeah, he's definitely creepy.
What a freaking creep, dude.
It was really creepy. Like, it was like,
you're mine.
It was like a really bad fan or something like that. Yeah, it was like,
yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
It was just gross.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Don't be like that guy. It was like,
yeah, let's not do that. Yeah. Let's not do that. Let's respect Lemon. Okay. But not too much to where you go nuts when you see one.
Yeah, like Sanji or Master Roshi.
Speaking of Sanji, real quick.
Yeah.
One of the newer episodes, they were in the bathhouse.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you watched it? Yeah. and what's his name? Hawkins and, what's
the name? X-Drake.
X-Drake are in the bathhouse, and then Sanji sees Nami naked, and
got knocked out.
Yeah, but Sanji just literally shows up. Because of that, that's like how he broke his cover, is because he's like, his nose just bleeds everywhere. And it's funny too, because Hawkins and X-Drake were both like, that's Stealth Black. And he's like, Stealth Black, I'm Soba Mask, get out of here.
Like, how do you guys know about this? they're all like, everybody in the North Blue knows.
Dude, that's the best inside joke of One Piece right now. Soba Mask, dude. Holy crap, it's so good. But I just thought it was so funny because literally he was like bleeding to death basically as he was flying away with the women.
Yep.
It's just so funny.
The funny part was like the next episode, his whole face was just like a giant lump because of how badly he got beaten by the girls afterwards. What the hell are you doing in there?
Oh, Sanji. What a great character.
But yeah, we do not condone sneaking into the women's bath.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't.
Because this is not an anime. And in real life, there's very serious issues.
You'll be registered as a sex offender, and you don't want that on your record, guys.
Yeah, let's not do that. That's not good. Yeah, so... Okay, cool. I'm trying to think of any other cool characters in BNA. Well, I mean, let's talk about the wolf guy. What's his name? Goodness gracious. Let's not cut. Let's just go with it. Shido. Ogami.
Yeah.
Right? That's him.
Okay, so Shido. You know, I gotta admit, there was one part of the story where I was really confused about that. Like,
what part?
It was saying how, like, maybe I missed it and something weird happened. Like, when... You know, they were explaining his backstory, how the entire, like, former Anima City was, like...
Like, back in the day.
Yeah, yeah, like, 1,000 years ago was destroyed. Right. How he said, yeah, the humans came in and killed everybody. But then it's like, wait. Then afterwards they were explaining it, how it was, like, the whole Beastmanitis, or not Beastmanitis, the... What do they call it? The one syndrome.
Oh, the one that makes the beastmen freak out and go crazy.
So it was like, was it the syndrome, or did the humans actually kill him, or was it the syndrome that everybody started going crazy and then the humans just decided to finish him off in order to, I guess, keep them from destroying stuff? That's what I couldn't understand, that part when they were explaining that.
Oh, you know what? That is actually a good question. Because I was like, wait,
they didn't really explain at all.
Yeah, because
maybe I'm reading too much into this, and they did explain it. Like, if you guys watch the show, like,
yeah, I don't remember.
Can somebody explain that part to me? Or
comment down below, bro.
Like, I am open to suggestions here, because I'm like, wait, I don't. That's
actually,
like,
a good point. I don't really remember.
Like, I think he's a great character. It's like, I think it's a good backstory that he had, and how they explained that you basically need to. For his level of immortality, you need a lot of sacrifice.
Blood. This is Full Metal Alchemist all over again.
Yeah, where they just do the entire city in.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, dude, that makes some sense. Yeah. I honestly, I don't really, I'm trying to think back to it, but I don't remember either. I'm trying to remember what the reason was or what
did ended they end up actually end up doing.
But I don't remember what they said. Cause I
like,
feel like
I wasn't sure.
It's 50-50. It's either that the animals freaked out or it was humans, but that was the whole point of it. They, at first,
either way, the city got wiped out.
Yeah, he always thought it was humans, but then that Silva guy said it was actually animals. So, anyways, I don't know. Let us know.
That's why I was like, wait, they didn't really explain it that well. So that's why I was like,
yeah,
what actually happened then? So
maybe we were just so into the action scene that we didn't actually pay attention to the words being explained.
Yeah, probably.
Because it was pretty fun. Action.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's Studio Trigger, and they have fantastic action.
Yes.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
100% of the time.
100%. Yeah, that was fun. That was a good show.
But yeah.
Great show. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about it. It's like, yeah.
You know what's another good character?
Which one?
The, what's it? What's the, Albatross? Alabasta? The bird? The bird guy?
Yeah.
That sneaks into the city?
Yeah. He was very interesting.
Albatross.
Yeah, he was right? I believe he was an albatross.
Yeah. I forgot what the word was, but yeah, it's albatross. Yeah, he's cool too, especially when he shows up again. Well, that's the thing I like about the show. Everyone's got a reason as to why they believe in what they believe in and what they're doing.
Yeah, it's not
and so
just...
I think it's really cool because I feel like it explains like the support cast and also the cast itself. Everyone's got a great reason as to why everyone does what they do. And so I think it's really well written. I think the characters are very well written. And I really liked the show. It was really fun. Fun 12 episodes, bro.
Yeah. So if you have about 6 hours.
That would be, let's say, each episode's about, let's say half an hour. Let's be reasonable. I mean, it's about 20 minutes every episode. So that would be, yeah, you're right, 6 hours.
But say if you got spare 6 hours,
mm-hmm.
So an empty weekend that you don't have anything better to do.
If that's a good don't have a job due to the COVID, you know, and you want to binge something, go watch that, dude.
Dude, it's pretty great. Yeah. And don't worry about the furry shit. It ain't that weird.
It's not that. I mean, you know, yeah. It's there. It's
a little
there,
bit, yeah.
But it's not that weird. Yeah, it's not that weird.
It's not weird like other shows that are similar to that.
It's not super like sexualized, if that makes sense. You know, it's just kind of there sort of thing. So there's not much fan service in the show, is there? There's not. Now that I think about it, there wasn't.
I don't
really,
think there really was.
I don't think at all. I mean, there was like, I mean, it was very minimal, if there was any.
If it is, it's for anybody who likes dudes, I guess.
Really? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Ogami is pretty. Yeah.
He's pretty jacked.
I mean, he's hot. For sure, dude.
Especially for a 1,000-year-old wolf man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
He's doing pretty good for himself.
He's doing pretty good. He's in good shape. When he beats the baddies up, it's pretty cool.
Yep.
The first time he always said, like, I don't need to take my gloves off for you. I was always like, okay. Like, if you take them off, what happens? Like, what do you, you know? And then he explained who he is. I was like, oh.
Yeah, so basically nobody really has a chance against him except for the main bad.
Yeah. He's too cool, basically.
Yeah, everybody else, he's literally taking it easy on them.
Yeah. Yeah. Except if he's pissed off at you, then he'll just beat the shit out of you. So, yeah.
Even then, he doesn't go into the full Silver Wolf
That's
form
true. That's
most
a good point.
Time.
So in that,
he's
in
only,
that
he only
aspect,
used it like
he's
twice,
that.
Didn't he?
Yes.
Like
yes.
Actual, like,
yes.
Full on fight.
When he had to take
twice.
On the Berserker Hulk Mad Rhino.
Yeah.
And then when he took on
the main bad,
which was a very cool twist.
You know, I did not expect that one.
I
like,
did not expect that either.
So,
but it's a cool idea. It's a cool concept. Because
I was
it's usually, you know, it's a cool concept. Watch.
Yeah, that's a good twist.
Yes, it is.
It's like not M. Night Shyamalan weird, but still a good twist.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming. Let's say that. Let's say, did you see it coming?
I didn't expect him to be a Beastman, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, the main bad. I was spoiler! Like, oh, cool. Yeah. So that's why I was like, that's weird. I didn't know.
I don't get the whole three heads thing.
I didn't get that either. I'm guessing it maybe has some sort of symbolism. Like
maybe he's supposed to be a Cerberus, like a purified, like the holy Cerberus.
But I was pretty sure Cerberus was like the guardian to...
Right, so he's like the reverse Cerberus.
Yeah, I guess so. Hmm. Either way, we're probably reading too much into this.
We are. We probably are. But it was cool.
We don't want to get into any weird...
Let's just say that. Yeah. It was cool. Yeah. I like the concept, too, of like gold and silver.
Oh, gold versus silver.
You know? Because it's always usually like that, but silver wins in this like aspect. But anyways, cool. So that's it for me, man. I don't know about you.
I don't really got much else to add apart from what we already talked about. We talked
about the story, some of the cool characters, you know, the concepts behind the show. I think we got it, bro.
Like, if there's anything that you think we should have talked about, let us know.
Let us know. Or we won't talk about it next time.
We probably won't. But for the benefit of everybody else who actually reads the comments.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that was episode 11.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Thanks for watching, guys. We appreciate you joining us.
And we'll try to do Ghibli films next time.
That's a big promise.
We'll try.
But we'll try.
If not, we will we'll probably figure something out.
There's a lot of really good things that we haven't talked about yet. So
yeah, there's always more and more shows getting added every season.
Yep. Or topics. Yep. I mean, we just basically, this whole episode is basically about, you know, racism and stuff.
Yeah.
Which.
But that was mostly because of the story in general.
Right.
But either way.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, guys. Have a great day/night/life.
You all have fun. Bye.